Good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is the slightly late Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio Zoning Commission meeting for Thursday, February 26th. Meeting is starting at 8:21 p.m. And first, we will call this meeting to order and call the roll. Mr. Corbett?
Here.
Ms. Royce?
Here.
Ms. Ferger, I'm here. Mr. Underwood?
Here.
And Mr. Hurt?
Here.
All right, first thing we are going to do is the election of the chairperson. So, do we have a motion on the floor to nominate someone for chair?
I make a motion to nominate Lorna.
I second.
Oh, Lord love a dog. All right, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Corbett?
Here.
Well, you're here, dear.
Here.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
Me? Okay, I will. Mr. Underwood?
Yes.
And Mr. Hurt?
Actually, we didn't make a motion to close the nominations.
Nope.
Don't need to.
Don't need to?
We always did. I don't know whether we have to or not, but that's normal procedure. We've always followed.
Well, we'll go ahead and close the motion.
I make a motion to close the motion.
I second.
All right.
Wait, who was that?
I seconded. Okay. Jesse did the first one. First motion.
Okay.
All right, so move then. And then we need an election for the vice chairperson. Do we have a nomination?
I nominate Jerry Hurt.
I second.
Do we have a motion to close the nominations?
I motion to close it.
I second.
Who was that?
Ron Corbett.
I second.
Royce.
So we'll take a vote. Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Yes. Underwood?
Yes.
And Mr. Hurt?
Abstain.
All right. Well, I guess we'll go to the opening statement. Do the introduction. So everybody's here familiar with everybody, so we'll still go ahead and do it. So our board members are, go around. Ron, you want to start?
I'm just
introductions. Yourself.
I'm Ron Corbett of 2680 West Charleston Road, and I've been on the board for several years now.
Jerry Hurt, 8745 South State Route 202. Been on this board for 2 years now, 3 years, I'm not sure. And prior to that, I was township trustee for 36 years, way back in history.
Jess Underwood, Eastland Drive. I've been on the board for several years, now as an alderman.
Janice Royce, I've been on the board for probably just a few months, but I was zoning inspector for, zoning administrator for 12 years, I think, in the 90s.
Oh. It all blurs together.
Yes, it does.
And I am Lorna Ferger, and been on the zoning board many years, and still here. So, we will move on to the new business. And first, we will read the opening statement. So, let's go ahead and review the commission procedures for the benefit of those in attendance tonight. The purpose of the Zoning Commission and the powers and duties of the Zoning Commission are delineated in the Ohio Revised Code. The Zoning Commission is legally vested with the power to recommend to the Board of Trustees the rezoning of land in the unincorporated portion of Bethel Township. The Zoning Commission recommends approval with modifications, or denial of the zoning amendment as requested. The Board of Trustees has the final authority on all of the rezoning matters. The procedure for review of the zoning amendment request will be as follows. Zoning Administrator will introduce the request and will make the presentation regarding the proposed amendment. Following the presentation, we will hear comments from the public. Anyone addressing the commission must come to the podium and give their name and address for the record. Only commission members may ask questions of those speaking. Comments will be heard in the following order. First is comments from the applicants. Second is comments from those for the request. Third is comments from those against the request. After all comments are heard, public discussion will be closed, that the commission may continue the discussion of the request and ask follow-up questions. The chair will then call for a motion on the request. Further discussion on the motion may be held. Following that, the zoning administrator will take a roll call vote. On the date of the next trustee meeting that satisfies the legal timeline criteria, the request will be heard at a public hearing. After the public hearing, the request will be voted on by the trustees. The rezoning takes effect 30 days after the vote. So the first case is ZA-0825. It is a request from Russell and Deborah Schoonover to rezone the Miami County parcel ID A01054905 to A1 Domestic Agriculture District to conform to Bethel Township's zoning regulations. The property is located at US 40 east of State Route 201, and the proposed use is to build and occupy a home on the property. So in our member brief, Julie, are you moving it through the PowerPoint?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I am now. Sorry, it's been a long night.
So on this parcel, the road's frontage is 276.16 feet, and the lot size is per the 2016 survey. Current zoning is undefined. It's split off from an A2 general ag district parcel. No current zoning district assignment. Requested zoning is A1 domestic ag district. Proposed use is to construct and occupy a single-family dwelling. The Bethel land use plan states it is office or residential. Surrounding zoning to the north is A2 and R1 AAA. To the south is A2. To the east is R1 AAA and A2. And to the west is A1. Miami County Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval. The prior zoning history on this one was a lot split from a 75-acre farm in 2016. The Miami County Planning Commission approved the split in 2017 and recommended A1 rezoning at that time. The zoning letter issued to the owner confirming a single-family dwelling is a permitted use, used to obtain the ODOT driveway cut approval on US 40. The hearing date for this is tonight, February 26th on 26th. Okay. The application is a straightforward zoning application. It formalizes that zoning classification that was recommended nearly a decade ago and aligns with the surrounding land use pattern, A1, R1 AAA, and A2, and is consistent with the Bethel Township Land Use Plan designation of the office residential for this corridor. This was part of the Brian Miller's property and had been split. And they had gone, Julie, didn't you say they had gone to the county rather than here?
Yes.
Yeah. So, of course, the current zoning is A2 and versus A1. So this is, you know, A2 is encouraging retention of land suited for agriculture, protect from incompatible uses. It is permitted to have a single family dwelling on A2. And additional uses. The A1 is requested for a smaller scale domestic slash hobby farm agriculture, transitional residential agriculture areas permitted by right, and domestic scale agricultural uses has more limited conditional uses compatible with residential character. So the switching from A2 to A1 definitely fits within everything. Within our guidelines. We do not have the applicant here tonight.
Or a site plan. We don't have a site plan.
Or a site plan.
Right. I would like to see a site plan, but it fits everything. They got 5 acres, I'm sure they can be a permit for their house to be built.
So in the issues and questions for the commission, it says, is the parcel's current undefined zoning status confirmed? So it is confirmed. The staff note says the staff report confirms no active zoning district is assigned. Parcel was split in 2016-2017, but was never formally rezoned by the township. Has proper public notice been given per ORC? Yes, it has. Notice was published 10 days prior, and written notice mailed to the owners within 500 feet. Has the Miami County Planning Commission recommendation been formally received? And yes, it has. It has unanimously approved. Are there any access, utility, or health district concerns? Those were not identified. The no fire department, health district, or utility concerns were noted. ODOT driveway cut approval already obtained. Septic and well will be required for the new construction, which is standard. Do we have the zoning commission have the authority to attach conditions to the rezoning recommendation? A commission recommendation is typically unconditional. Conditions on rezoning are unusual and may not be legally enforceable without a plan development or overlay. If concerns exist, commission should address them in findings or defer to trustees. And is the zoning certificate still required after the rezoning for the proposed dwelling? And that is yes. And once rezoned, they must obtain that zoning certificate before construction. Did anybody have any concerns on the staff report we received?
Do we have anybody here that wants to speak for it or not?
Since the applicant's not here, did we have anybody that was...
I can give you the history if you want that. They live 2.5 hours away, so that's why they're not here.
Okay.
You want me to do that, Lorna?
Yeah, go right ahead, Julie.
Julie Reeves, what else do I still say? Dayton Brandt Road. So, in my capacity as trustee, not telling you what to do, but I'm just telling you this is how it started. We got a request from the Stoonovers because they were trying to get a driveway cut, and ODOT required them to have a letter from the township stating that the property was entitled to put a home on it, a dwelling. So, I started doing the standard research and found that it hadn't, so this happened in 2016 and 2017. This is what he's saying. This is this was Mrs. Miller, most recently, the Miller's property. And this is the 5 acres in question, as you can see down here. But you can also see that in our GIS, it never got updated. So what I concluded from that was, hey, they must have gone straight to the county. So I called the Millers and they confirmed that. I called the county, who said they usually come to the, they said always come to the township when people come directly to them. Mm. And I said, well, I've been through all the minutes from 2016 and 2017. I got the survey, so they definitely submitted the survey to the county. And then Jackson from the county actually went through the minutes and found that recommendation where they had approved it and recommended changing it from the A2 to A1 because it's now 5 acres, right? But none of that happened in the township, so now we have a legal issue that it didn't go through the proper process to become A1 at the time, even though the county thinks it's A1 and everybody else thinks everything's good. So I asked them to put a request in an application to rezone it to A1 to come into compliance with our zoning. So that's kind of the history of it, and you can see this is from, you know, from our current GIS. None of this got updated. And the same thing happened with another property on the other side. They carved off. So this is, so what happened basically was the Millers carved off a lot for their daughter and for their son. So these two are exactly the same 5 acre lots. So then they carved off another 3 acre one, which also did not go through our process. But Mrs. Miller recently passed away, as you may know. So they're working on splitting this up and going through the estate process. So I didn't ask him to put one in for this because however they divide it, he said he's gonna probably join all these together because he owns this one and this one, and he'll eventually own part of this. So I figure why go through it twice on that property. But that's where we stand on this one. It's just to get it in compliance because they are looking at building a home there. There was no map submitted or plan because this is not a request to put a house on it. This is just a request to get it rezoned to come into compliance with our zoning. Eventually they will have to come and ask for the home, and that's when they should put in the map and plans for where the home will be.
Yeah.
And also, just so you know, this, there is water and sewer available, but I don't know which way they're gonna go. And I didn't talk to her, I had to leave her a message today, so, but that should come with the plan when they ask for the house, right, if they're going to.
Well, Actually, yeah. That would come in when they ask for the plan. I would hope, and we can't make any alterations to, that's not the word I'm trying to think of.
Conditions.
Conditions, yeah, we can't make the conditions. But I hope the trustees, when it gets to you, make the condition that they both hook up to the water and sewer when it's accessible to them, because it is accessible.
I think they're putting, they've already cut it, they're putting their house way far back in there.
Yeah, that's.
I don't care how far back they put it.
It costs a lot of money, Jerry.
And they're not required by law to.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was gonna say, it's required that if they're on 40, they, and they're on water and sewer, they have to hook up.
I think it could be required.
Well, we can look into that when they put the house.
No, I thought it was, Jerry.
I would strongly suggest.
I think, Jerry, you're right, I think when they ran the water and sewer lines, it was, if you lived on 40 in new construction, it was required you hook into water and sewer.
That was the assumption we had.
Needs to be looked into.
I believe it's within a certain amount of feet, because there's properties down here on the west that I know we've, you know, where I'm thinking of, that they are not hooked into the water and sewer, and they sit on 40.
Yeah, right there past Palmer on the right, they're not on.
No, I'm talking about west.
Yeah, I know, that was a contention I had when that went in.
I was talking about west by 202.
And the three beside me are not on sewer either, because they're not sewer, they're not, they didn't hook in, and those are relatively close to the water. So, no big tie there, they all hook wells in.
That was a contention I had when they.
We can look into that though, but this request really has nothing to do with the house.
I understand that.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I up here preaching, but the second lot split that they did for the addition to Brian's property, again, the county didn't notify and nothing was done, that should be rezoned as well. When it was combined with the, it should be in, either combined with the other lot or been rezoned at the time it was. And again, that's a whole problem with communication.
The county.
I can't understand how the county can be taking and accepting lots that are not in compliance with zoning.
I mean, what you.
And I wish Chris was still here.
Well, I did call him when all this happened, because I said, is this a legal split? Because it obviously did not fall in the ORC process to get to where it is today. But if we do this here and approve it, then it would be in compliance. But I mean, not saying you have to do it, but I'm just saying that's one of the reasons we put this in, was to go through the proper process to get it rezoned to where it should be.
I understand all that, Julie.
Okay.
Is any,
For the record.
I just want to make a comment about the water and sewer issue. I called Miami County Health Department today, because I wondered about the same thing. And I talked to a guy by the name of Josh, who's pretty high up, I guess. And he said, from the sewer standpoint, they would not encourage it because it's a forced main.
Right.
And to tie into that, it's a very expensive process.
It is expensive, but again.
The water, they said, well, that's kind of up to the landowner.
It's up to the landowner unless there's some enforcement for both of them.
Their position is that they don't really, they would if asked for to provide the water.
Because they don't have any teeth.
But that's the way that was. Okay, enough on that.
I have no problem if he complies with everything.
I'll make a motion that we recommend to the, well, you got something else?
I got something else.
You got something else? Go ahead.
On this one attachment, the, whatever you call that.
Yeah, that was.
The surveyor's thing, it indicates, it looks like some kind of a easement or lane on the east side all the way down to 40. And I wonder, you know, what, because there's a, according to the other thing, there's a piece of property east of this big A2 piece that's going to be landlocked if there's no way out.
Is that one of my neighbors too? That's what I'm thinking.
Is that a utility easement? That's a utility
parcel,
easement.
Julie, the clip, oh, you can't click from where you're at.
She's got a laser.
But
no,
the,
I can't click.
The parcel to the east there.
Is this the laser?
Yes.
Jess is talking about. That's a different ownership altogether. That's not at Miller's at all.
Yeah, but you see others.
I understand, again, but that easement, again, I didn't even pick that up.
Good Lord. Like with the cat. All right. Jess, are you talking about that long strip right there? Isn't that a utility easement?
I don't know what it is, but, you know,
I think it's.
As it's depicted here, there's a section of property in the middle that there's.
The section there, it's mostly wooded, which you can kind of see.
Where is that?
I think that's in the conservancy too, because that's where the easement is. I think that's in.
Yeah, that's an easement.
It looks like it runs up to Ross Road.
Jess, I'm pretty sure that's an easement, but that.
So does that go with this 5 acres we're creating?
It should. It should just be just an easement. I mean, the only thing is that the power lines that run down through that? Yeah, so that's just merely an easement for power lines, but.
It's not an access to that.
No.
And I think that's where that creek is as well, in that low lying area as you go down. And I think that's in the conservancy as well.
I just wonder, you know, because having a piece of property that doesn't have a road outlet, that's not the way.
Right, it was.
You're talking about this parcel right here.
Right, and it's the surveyor's form that indicates that this 5 acre parcel we're talking about occupies that. Easement stretch that goes out, includes that going out to Route 40. Yeah.
I just raise that flag because we should not create that kind of landlocked piece of ground if we can avoid it.
But there's lots of properties that have easements like that, utility easements on them.
Utility is one thing, yeah.
But it was the same way before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that way before, even as Miller's property.
Right. But their property went all the way from 40 to Ross Road, too. So you could go either way on that.
But I'm sure with ODOT not having any issue with driveway placement, the easement doesn't matter. It's just so that there's access for the utility company to go back through there and.
Is there utilities there now?
Isn't there power lines that run right down through there? Yeah.
Huge power lines. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically, I think it's only a power easement. It's not a driveway easement or anything like that. Strictly a power line. So that would stay with the property.
That would go with the 5 acres.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's to the west of Brian Miller's house anyway, isn't it?
No, it's
to the east.
Of Brian's.
Okay, the east, and then the east, that's the north.
Yeah.
I gotta do the sunrise in the east.
It's to the east and runs all the way back the whole property of the old Miller property.
Yeah,
yeah.
They would have been. Yeah. All the way to Ross.
What was Ross?
I think, I can't guarantee, I think those two properties, the one that would be landlocked, and the one in front of it are owned by the same person, but I can't guarantee that. So,
well,
Josh can
the easement, the easement doesn't even affect those properties, from what I'm seeing on this other map.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
I'm pretty sure they're owned by the same person, but I couldn't 100% say that.
I think you're right.
Because I think I looked that up.
Okay, if they're owned by the same person. It's a non-problem at this point.
Any other? If not, I'll make the motion to recommend to the trustees for approval of the rezoning.
How about, is that always, was that part of the farm once, or what was there?
Well, all of this was part of the old, what was?
Fay Weaver's
property.
No wetlands involved, I guess?
There is to the backside, to the by Ross Road, but not in.
I think both of those are important things. So we're looking for these two properties.
Yes.
East, yeah.
East.
See who owns the one behind it.
That's Jason Pickett's behind that, next door.
So, okay, so close that, see who. Doing, they almost, who they want to sign.
If that's the old brown 14 acres Pickett's own,
yeah.
The remainder of that now.
Yeah.
So
Julie, right there.
Split that off.
Julie, is that the property you're looking at?
Yeah, this is Pickett's, it says.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's
not the same owner, and
no.
It's not the same owner as any of these.
No, Pickett's live right over here. Yeah, so they own that, and then that's their in-laws that want to build this. Yeah.
But, so they have access here.
Yeah.
Did you look at
that? Yeah, I thought that was supposed to be joined when they split that with this 17 acres there. That was supposed
maybe
to,
they went straight to the county.
You know, what, that was 14 acres that you guys, way back when, it's been about 4 or 5 years ago before I was elected,
that we,
he bought the Brown's place with 14 acres and sold off the house along with 2.5, 3, and kept the remaining.
Yep.
And add, was supposed to add that to his 17, which was the old Bodyker place, or well, our old family place. So if you're not showing that that was tied together, then maybe it wasn't tied together. The split was approved by the township.
Mm-hmm.
You mean of that front lot along 40?
Yes.
Yep.
I knew
I remember
the
attending that meeting, and they only sold off the front portion of it, and then we're supposed to tie the back portion to the 17.
This is big.
Maybe
they
never
did.
Maybe
they
were supposed to, things never get done.
Never happened. But it wouldn't be landlocked because it's the same owner, Jason Pickett's.
And one last thing on the application that was submitted.
That's his in-law.
There's a thing down there for the sanitation to be approved by, and it's nothing's checked.
There's no house or anything on it right now.
Okay.
That would come when they
apply for the zoning certificate, yeah. Okay. All right, so we had a motion to approve from Jerry.
I second.
Janice second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, call the roll. Mr. Corbett?
Aye.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
Ms. Ferger, yes. Mr. Underwood?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
All right, motion passes unanimously. All right, next up will be old business. It'll be approval of the September 25, 2025 meeting minutes. Everybody get a chance to read over those?
No, not yet.
Okay.
When they were sent out to us, it was said it was that meeting, but it was actually the meeting prior to that, I think. So I'm looking for the minutes now. Okay, here we go.
I do. On the Castle Hills Church. It's actually CASSLE. Under the second page, Mr. Edmonds lives in Vandalia and is the preacher of the Castle Hills Church.
She did the minutes from the recording.
Okay.
But we can fix that.
Everything look good? We have a motion to approve with correction.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We'll call the roll. Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
Ms. Berger? Yes. Mr. Underwood?
Abstain.
And Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Okay. On to communications reports. We're still looking for Zoning Commission and BZA board volunteers. Any comments from the board?
I thought I heard from somebody that maybe John could be asked to come back.
I threw that out at him.
And?
Waiting to hear.
From him or from us?
From his wife.
I thought there had been some discussion with the possibility that Michelle would be interested in coming back. Is anybody, what? I thought somebody had actually was reaching out to her if she was interested. Hmm. No.
Do we have a newsletter coming out soon or not?
It's at the printer.
That's the printer. Too late to get anything put in then.
I think that's in there, actually.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought,
it's in every newsletter.
If that goes out asking for,
yeah.
Saying we need people.
So if everybody can talk to two people that they know that live in the township. Okay. Well, at least ours is shorter than the previous one. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
Well, do we have anything next month?
Do we have anything? Josh? Julie?
Yes.
Kama?
There will be one case, the convenience store on the corner of 202 and 40 is asking to put their 8-pump gas station back on the corner.
Oh.
So that will be on the next month.
Do we have the site plan of that, what was put in? Okay.
Don't
how many back feet?
Do
they have
the DOTA approval, too?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they
yes,
you know,
because
Gary
it's...
And Janice, you know.
They have to come to us first, right?
I don't know. I would think they have to go to ODOT first to get...
driveway.
Well, that was how we kept them from going in to start with. Partially
mm-hmm.
was the getting an entrance and an exit.
Just like down on 40 and
235.
Right, 35.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and they couldn't do it last time. They couldn't provide that ingress and egress from ODOT.
That. And, I thought at that time, why didn't they try
to
purchase the next property to the west and give them enough room that they could do it like they did for Gibson, and I don't know whatever happened. they went ahead then with the convenience store without the gas.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah, it's been a while since I talked to him, but he has site plans and drawings and everything.
Yeah.
And I thought he said he went and talked to somebody, I can't remember who, to get these plans drawn. So I'd have to go back and look at the email and see who he said he had spoken to.
I would think with his application for that, he should submit those site plans.
Yeah, they were there.
He's already submitted the site plans.
You know that turn lane there at 235 and 40 cost them $1 million out of their own pocket there. So they had to widen that area to come off of 235 and come in. That's why they didn't open for a year after it was built. So I can't imagine that they wouldn't, if they made them jump through those hoops, why would they not? That's a busier intersection.
Well, I mean, I can remember going up to the Sydney office of ODOT and talking to them before, and that's the reason it was denied to start with, but
right.
Who knows what's gone on since then.
That'd be interesting.
So he'd be asking for what? A conditional
like
use?
Jared, do you remember
or change
that,
a zone, a change of zoning to?
Mm-hmm.
So he can put it in. So he had to go to.
Because it's currently a B2.
Yeah.
I'm trying
or I thought
find
it was a B3.
History. I can't find where it got turned down.
I think he's a B3.
Okay.
What I remember. So he's trying to go to what? Light industrial?
The zoning commission also said that. I have at least two. I haven't found it yet.
So
maybe
he's
back,
yeah, he's going to go try to go to I-1. Josh, is he planning an I-1?
That's what he wants, yes.
Okay. Because he's a B3
well,
now.
Well, in order to have the gas pumps, they'd have to have it.
I-1.
I-1.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, it went through that they were allowed to put the
convenience
store in with
but
the way it was already.
Yep.
It's two different, those two properties are two different.
For zonings,
yeah. So
one was actually a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was
mm-hmm.
the B
that,
something.
Yeah.
Or we changed it to B something maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Get chilly. Temperature must be falling.
So that's
let's
the only
people.
Case that
yeah.
we
okay.
Okay.
Well, I would suggest somebody should go up to Sydney and talk to ODOT and see what's in the works with ODOT.
I just can't believe they've come in.
I can't believe that ODOT would
allow that
for a gas station when they've already got a problem with the intersection, but.
Mm-hmm.
And put that new pretty pole in.
Yeah,
and so much of that is right away. The
right
away goes clear across the
mm-hmm.
street
right.
to the other side. So it's a very tiny lot to put 8 pumps on.
I just wonder if that new pole and everything was somebody got to ODOT and finagled something that we're not aware of.
They match the ones that are in Huber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but. Huber is responsible for the ones that are up in Huber because that's within a municipality.
Right.
Where ODOT is responsible for the ones in an unincorporated area.
Hmm.
Now that could be very interesting, folks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Be a long night.
Should be a long one.
Okay.
Well,
anything?
Maybe he's got a deal with the neighbor next door, like you said, Jerry, by the house next door.
Mm.
Maybe he's got a. Contract with them, and they were not that young.
The
pumps in there.
That's possible.
That's
but,
not what the drawing shows. The drawing shows it right on the corner.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And the drawing shows with the pumps in it and everything.
Yes.
Yep. Is anything? Have you seen anything from ODOT?
I can't remember, Jerry. It's been.
I don't remember
who's. he's an architect. The guy that sent us the stuff was the architect. That sent the prints.
So he's not done the site
for it. I don't know. My job was just to scan it in.
I have to go back and look at it.
Okay.
So that would make it a very dangerous intersection.
Yeah. Very highly flammable intersection.
So that's for next month. You guys can discuss it.
Yeah.
So we get a good one next month.
Yeah.
A long one.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
I second.
Wait, who seconded?
Okay.
Jess. Or Janice?
Yes.
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 All approve. Say aye.
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 Yep, there we go. Meeting is adjourned at 9:00.